This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
One of the key ways to protect yourself against an increasingly chaotic world, as well as attacks by globalists on humanity, is, believe it or not, it's very simple. Protect your brain with nutrition. Protect your brain and you protect your ability to think, your ability to solve problems, your ability to remain conscious and aware, your ability to learn. All these things are crucial for your survival. If you don't protect your brain, the establishment will make sure your brain is poisoned. If you think about much of what's going on with the food supply today, much of medicine is all about poisoning the brain with toxic chemicals, medications that alter brain function and compromise the brain, pesticides in the food supply that promote dementia and Alzheimer's. You've got, you know, glyphosate, an herbicide. You've got heavy metals that interfere with brain function. All these things are there intended to attack your neurology. Your neurology, if you think about it, humanity's weak link, for the point of view of globalists that want to destroy humanity, is neurology. Brain cells are very capable. You have an amazing supercomputer inside your skull right now, but if that supercomputer is stopped from functioning correctly, then the globalists have defeated humanity, if they can apply that across the population. Why do you think fluoride is dripped into the water supply when fluoride is scientifically shown to lower IQs? Fluoride is a neurotoxin. It's not there to give you strong teeth. It's to give you weak brains. That's the whole point. Why do you think babies are injected with vaccines that contain aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde, all of which are neurotoxins? And these are ingredients that are openly admitted to be put into vaccines by the CDC. You can go to the CDC's website or the FDA's website. I dare you. Search for vaccine ingredients or just go to Natural News. I've got the links to the FDA there where they list the actual ingredients. You can look them up. And you can see they're all neurotoxins. It's incredible. They also put antibiotics in there and squalene, which is a neurological inflammation chemical to cause massive inflammation. Yeah, why do you think vaccines cause seizures and autism and comas and death in some children? Why? Because they're poison, and they're poison on purpose. See, this is the big aha that, you know, people eventually get to if they live long enough and they, you know, we all start out kind of young and gullible. You know, we all start out as, humanity, everybody's good. You know, everybody wants to help the world. The medical companies want people to be healthy. The government wants to protect your rights, you know, all this stuff. Then as you get older, I mean, I'm about 50 now, you really start to recognize, no, wait a second. The medical companies, they want you to stay sick because that's where the profits are. The cancer industry wants you to have cancer, but keep you alive. So you don't die, but you still have cancer, so you need treatment forever. That's where they make their money. You know, the government doesn't want you to be aware and awake to the point where you challenge government monopolies of power. They want you to be obedient sheeple, or as George Carlin said, obedient workers, right? They want you dumbed down. The globalists in particular, they want you to be so stupid that when they tell you some outrageous lie, as they do all the time, as media hoaxes, they don't want you to be able to think through it with reason and rationality. They want you to just go, okay, CNN said that, it must be true. That's nonsense. Protecting your brain is the key to protecting your health. Protecting your brain is the key to protecting your liberty, your future, your ability to exist in this society. And the good news in all of this is that if you want to protect your brain, there are so many incredible ingredients, spices, and superfoods, nutrients that can accomplish that. It's extraordinary. And we are the world's largest publisher of this information. By the way, we publish more of this than anybody else. I have a team that scours over 1,300 medical and science journals. And then we have a team of over 50 writers, editors, proofreaders, and so on, who cover these stories every day. We publish them on naturalnews.com, but also let me give you some other websites that have specific focused topics, such as nutrients.news. Nutrients.news, obviously all about just specific nutrients like vitamin C, vitamin D. We also have vitamind.news. We have brain.news if you want a website that just talks about how to protect your brain. Brain.news. And then we have mind.news, which is more of a focus on consciousness, more of the non-physical brain, whereas brain.news is about the physical organ, the gray matter in your head. How do you keep that healthy? Whereas mind.news is more about consciousness and awakening and so on. We have all these incredible websites. We've got healing.news. We've got health.news, which covers all this as well. Health.news is like an aggregator of all those different websites. But look, the point is, you can protect your brain. We've even got Alzheimer's.news, how to prevent Alzheimer's. You can protect your brain with nutrition. People ask me, how do I get so much done? How am I doing so many things? How did I learn like PhD level laboratory analysis, organic chemistry, mass spec, all this stuff? How did I do that? The answer is very simple. I take my own products. I use nutrition. I protect my brain with turmeric. Every morning, I make a smoothie. I've been doing this now, 15 years or something. A smoothie with avocados, bananas, coconut water, turmeric powder. Yeah, I put turmeric powder in there. I do some whey protein. Sometimes I'll put in some other ingredients like we have at our healthrangerstore.com. We've got apple peel powder, which is all the most nutrient dense part of the apple. It's all in the peel. So we have organic apple peel powder. It's all lab tested. So I put that in there. I put cacao nibs in there because cacao contains theobromine that is incredible for mental acuity, focus, and learning, and so on. So I put some of that in there, and I end up with this like banana, avocado, chocolate, turmeric smoothie. And you might think, wow, that sounds gross. Well, actually, it tastes to me like the most delicious chocolate shake imaginable. Now, the turmeric is an acquired taste. If you start that, you should start small. You should just put like a quarter of a teaspoon in there for the first day, you know, and just sort of build up to a teaspoon over a month. And then after that, you can go to like a tablespoon, you know, slowly just work your way into it. Turmeric is potent. If it's not potent, it isn't turmeric. I mean, the curcuminoids that are in there, they're going to have a very strong taste. So it's going to taste potent. It should. And it's an acquired taste, but you can get used to it. I'm used to it. Not a problem. I used to drink, you know, 10 sodas a day when I was in college. I gave up soft drinks decades ago. Now I drink smoothies every day. You know, every morning for breakfast and lunch, I'm having this smoothie. Protects my brain. Prevents neurological inflammation. Allows you to adapt to stress. Helps you sleep better. Helps you think better. Helps you learn better. All these things are possible through nutrition. And what's amazing is that nature already has the molecules that you need. Nature has created them. And as a chemist, I mean, I'm not a super awesome organic chemist, but I know enough, you know, to use it in the lab. But one of the interesting things that I've learned as a chemist that, frankly, non-chemists don't know is that virtually all these molecules are made out of just hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. So plants like the turmeric root plant will take hydrogen, carbon from the air, from CO2, and oxygen atoms, and it will reassemble them into amazing new healing molecules, like CBD, for example, or curcuminoids, you know, curcumin, or ellagic acid, you know, in certain fruits and so on. Green tea catechins, anthocyanidins, all these different nutrients that are in fruits and vegetables and herbs. Most of them are made out of just carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Some of them have like a sulfur atom in there. You know, some of them might have a phosphorus in there or something. But, you know, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, that's what almost all this stuff is made out of. And so these plants, Mother Nature is making your medicine. I mean, let me emphasize that again. These plants are making your medicine. They are synthesizing it better than a lab. They're making it for you. They make your medicine. All you have to do is be wise enough to recognize, wow, there's the medicine. There's the anti-cancer medicine. There's the anti-diabetes medicine. There's the mood-boosting medicine. There's the, you know, liver-cleansing medicine. It's in dandelions growing like weeds in your yard. You know, there's the neuro-enhancement medicine. It's in all kinds of herbs. It's in cannabis. You know, this, the molecules are all around you. And it's only through this concerted effort by globalists and the quack medicine industry, which is big pharma, to try to convince humans that they're not surrounded by medicine. Even when you are, there's medicine all around you. There's medicine. These miracle molecules are in tree bark. Like a lot of Chinese medicine is tree bark. Cinnamon is tree bark. Did you know that? Cinnamon, which stabilizes blood sugar, helps diabetics. It's tree bark. I mean, the cinnamon tree, obviously, but it's just bark. There's medicine in leaves. There's medicine in pollen, medicine in the roots of plants, medicine in the fruits and the seeds and the stems and every part of it. Medicine is everywhere around you. And yet somehow the medical establishment has convinced people that none of that is medicine. You have to go to a pharmacy. That's absurd. Pharmacies don't offer any medicine. Pharmacies offer toxic chemicals. You want a real pharmacy? Go to a farm. That's where your medicine is found. Go to a field, go to a forest. They all start with F. Farms, fields, and forests. That's your medicine. Or foraging, come to think of it. You can forage for medicine in your farm field or your forest full of foliage. Okay, I'll stop. But the thing is, there's medicine everywhere. And Mother Nature makes it for you. And you don't have to pay a royalty. You don't need a damn prescription. You don't need permission from a doctor to go harvest some natural wild foods and grow your own herbs and grow your own medicine. You don't need permission. This is here for you. It was intended to be for you. It is divine. It's like divine medicine for all conscious beings. That's why animals self-medicate. All kinds of scientific studies on this. Primates and other animals, they self-medicate. When they have an infection, they choose specific plants to eat that kill the bacteria or the viruses, antibiotics, natural antibiotics in the forest. All these primates have been observed doing this, like orangutans. They self-medicate using plant-based medicine. And then the human medical industry comes along and says, no, that's not medicine. Those orangutans are quacks. No, they're not. They're wise. It's the humans that are fools for killing themselves with toxic chemicals bought at the pharmacy when they could be getting real medicine from nature for free. Free forests and fields and foraging foliage and farms. Free. And you can protect your brain practically for free. But so many people are so brain damaged already that they've forgotten who they are. They've forgotten where they came from. They've forgotten they're humans. They're isolated from reality. They live in cities, artificial concrete constructs. And the globalists just feed their brains full of disinformation and propaganda and mush. And they convince people that they have to go to pharmacies to feel better. So they go, they get the chemicals, they take the chemicals, they taste horrible, and then they feel worse. And the doctor says, well, you need these other chemicals then. These first chemicals must not be doing the job. Here, take these other chemicals too. We'll write another prescription for you. And then you're taking three chemicals and then four and then five and you're getting worse. Your liver is failing. Your blood sugar is all awry. Your brain doesn't function anymore. You can't sleep. You can't poop. You can't pee. You can't even get a boner anymore if you're a man. And then they say, oh, well, you need these other drugs too. Nah, you don't need any of them. What you need is to get back to who you are and where you came from. And the natural medicine that your body is biocompatible with. And that's the medicine in the natural world. And that's what we cover at naturalnews.com. Yeah, that's the answer right there. You win. You protect your health. You protect your mind. You protect your brain, your freedom, your liberty, everything. When you turn to nutrition. So stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com.
healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams. You can also hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.